that we're fishing.
Yeah. I bet the land was a lot different around here years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You see, today, when I came up with it, you could go in the wood and get a piece of cypress, you know, and make anything you want to make. You take, for instance, for a water trough and all of that. Man used to make a water trough out of a piece of cypress, you know. Take what we used to call a foot ash and chop a hole in it, you know, and make a trough. You could make a trough the size you want out of wood, out of cypress, and that'd be long, as long as you live when you made one.
Well, but they don't have as much woods anymore. All the land's been...
Well, all that's what's cut out, you know, but they took all the cypress was hauled out. Yeah, we don't have any more cypress.
Really? That's a shame.
And it, I remember me and another man working on one tree from daylight till 10 o'clock to knock him down with a saw, sawing from daylight till 10 o'clock.
Hmm.
In other words, that tree was about 6 foot in diameter, and we had a 7 foot saw. We just had 1 foot to go back and forward, you know.
And you would pull it back?
Yeah, well, he'd pull one way and I'd pull the other, you know, back and forth. Yeah, from daylight till the 10, I'll never forget that long as I lived, till the 10 o'clock train. 10 o'clock, they had a train used to pass at 10 o'clock in the day. When that train blowed, boy, that old tree fell down. But it was what you call a snag. It was a tree that didn't have no limbs. You know, it was just the body of a tree. It didn't have no fall. You see, when a tree got a fall, it's not near as bad to throw down. You know, if it's laying in one way, as you cut it,
it'll break right on up.
The cut opened up. It's a whole lot softer to cut. You know, you can cut so much faster. But a tree that's standing straight and don't move, as you cut, the stuff that the saw cut stays in the cut, you see? And it's heavier and heavier to pull the saw, you know. In other words, what a job, I tell you right now. Man never done it, he ain't got no idea what it is. And we used to fall that timber and saw it in length for 50 cents a thousand. 1,000 feet for half a dollar.
Hmm. But is this much farmland?
Well, they had the same farm, the small farm. All this land was cleared now, and they had more of it than what they got now. There's a lot of it that grew back. Because they had a whole lot more houses than what they got now. And a lot of people moved away, and the land stayed there, you know, and grew it up. You take this here. This land, what I own here now, I own 40 acres of land. And they had two houses in the back of this, in the back, that used to farm back then, in the back. And one in the front here that used to farm. They had three families used to live on this piece of land. Right next door where that big house had there, they had one family lived there. The next house, they had two families. The other house, the other place had two families. And so on, you know, that used to live here. Now that thing grows back in trees and it's pasture or something. Now it's not in farmland no more. They don't farm it. Just like me, I don't farm this, I don't plant nothing, I don't farm nothing. All this thing I got is cattle. I got cattle on my farm. That's all I got.
Did you hunt a lot?
Oh yeah, I still hunt.